This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. The State Game Commission's considering several controversial new rules, including one that would allow hunters to kill 25% more bears in New Mexico. Wildlife conservation advocates are planning to protest at the commission meeting on Thursday in Santa Fe. At issue is how to interpret the state's bear density study. Game and fish biologists set up hair snares to collect DNA from bears at three sites within the Sangre de Cristo, Sandia, and Sacramento Mountains. They found the bear populations were larger than previously thought. But Mary Catherine Ray says that doesn't mean the bear populations are that big all over the state.
While we do have a good study, the study was only in three limited areas. And from that, they're extrapolating that we have a significantly higher population than we do.
Ray spent her career as a science teacher and says the problem is that the Department of Game and Fish crunched the bear population numbers from just three areas, then applied the result across all 14 bear management zones. She says, at best, the scientific validity of the study is debatable.
Sadly, there's a lot of chance for overestimation. And if they're wrong, and they could be wrong by double, if we start killing 800 bears a year, our population is going to drastically go down, and it's going to go down really fast.
The State Game and Fish Department can adjust bear hunting quotas every 4 years, and they increased them last time in 2011. But reports from last year's hunting season show that in 2014, 28% fewer bears were killed than in the year before, an anomaly, according to the department. Ray is worried that a few years of higher kill quotas might have already devastated New Mexico's black bears.
If the bear population were starting to become impaired, if we're starting to reduce the population, it's highly likely that it's harder to find bears now because we've killed so many.
You know, it's not like I go out in the woods and I'm being chased by bears every time I go out there. So I just don't see us being overrun with bears.
Patrick Trujillo is an avid hunter in northern New Mexico, has been for years, and he says he doesn't see the need to increase the hunting quotas for bears. He doesn't hunt predators.
You know, there's a lot that New Mexico Fish and Game does that I don't agree with, but, you know, I'm not the only hunter in New Mexico, so.
Trujillo hunts deer and elk, and he says predators play an important role in the ecosystem, down to maintaining a healthy watershed.
They break up the herds, and they chase the herds. They keep them moving. They keep them healthy to keep that ecology in its natural flux. You do have cougars and bears doing that job, and I think it's an important job.
We're in a business to manage wildlife. If our biologists tell us that we have an excess that should be harvested, then we do so.
That's New Mexico Game Commissioner Bill Montoya. The State Department of Game and Fish refused an interview for this story, saying that the proposed rule changes have become too controversial. And Commissioner Montoya didn't want to discuss the bear density study.
We get dinged a lot and say, well, you don't know this, you don't know that. With wild populations, you never know everything.
But he did say he thinks their data on bears is solid.
The biologists that we have right now are very capable. They are probably some of the best bear and lion biologists that we have in the western states. And the information that we're getting now from the biologists, data on bear populations, is probably the best we've ever had.
The State Game Commission is also considering whether to allow hunters to set cougar traps on private and state trust lands. Wildlife advocates don't want to see that rule approved either. They say other species and even pets can end up in the traps and possibly die from their injuries. The commissioners will hear presentations from department biologists and take public comment at a hearing in Santa Fe on Thursday before voting on the proposed rule changes. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.